morning. This morning we're in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 18 in our readings. I'd like to begin in verses 10 through 13 as the writer of 2 Peter talks about the exciting end times and how we should live in light of those end times approaching. And he says in this passage, "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. And since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning and the elements will melt with intense heat? But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." Here in these verses, we have the prophecy of destruction of the present heavens and earth, and new heavens and new earth being given to us in the day of the Lord, in the end times, the end of the world as we know it, as it's being destroyed by fire. But in verse 12, we are eagerly anticipating the new perfect place where only righteousness dwells. And that even includes us in our transformed, new, glorified bodies that are unable to sin any longer, in total joy in his presence. We're so looking forward to that time unmingled with sorrow and sin and shame and all the things of this earth that make life difficult. This is God's promise to us today, as well as God's promise to the first century disciples. And then look in verses 14 and 15. It says, "Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found in him in peace, spotless and blameless, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, wrote to you." In other words, in light of what's going to happen, how then should we live today? And Peter mentions a couple of things that bits of advice for today. Number one, live holy lives at peace with God in this present time. Be saved. Be enjoying fellowship with God, even though it's yet from a distance and not yet face to face. And secondly, we found in verse 15, he said, don't think that God's slowness in bringing about the fulfillment of this promise of the end times is a sign that God is not going to do it. Rather, he says, see the slowness of God in bringing about this end times being a sign of God's patience, not his forgetfulness or delinquency in fulfilling the promise, but his patience and giving ample opportunity for as many people as possible to find salvation before it's eternally too late. Of course, as you know, many in Christ's day even thought that the end was near, even possibly in their lifetimes. And how much more today, some 2,000 years later, should we not be deceived? Though we should live as if the end were imminent at all times, because we don't know when the day of the Lord will come, when the day or the hour will be, we also realize that 1,000 years is like a day to the eternal, immortal God, and he's not running late on his schedule. He's working in perfect timing. He has all the time in the world. He's right on schedule. He's just being wise and patient in bringing this earth to a close. When Peter makes a remarkable statement in verse 15, he states that the Apostle Paul also is agreeing with him, Peter, on this matter. And he can tell that because it was sort of what was recorded in the scriptures that Paul wrote. And so he's acknowledging Paul's writings as scripture in the New Testament. And he's appealing to Paul's writings as scripture from God, that wisdom from above, and as such, comparing scripture with scripture to ascertain the fullness of truth. Verse 16, he continues talking about Paul's letters. He says, "As also in all his letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which the untaught and unstable distort, as they do also the rest of the scriptures, to their own destruction." So in verse 16, he notes that often Paul's letters were containing some really deep things that were difficult to understand at first glance, would have to be studied They have to be rightly divided. You have to be a good workman trying to put all the pieces together and understand them in an appropriate manner.